For John Morgan, hurtful past experiences hindered him from having meaningful relationships with people. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and listen as John shares how he struggled with fear for much of his life.
What happened early in my life, as a result of all of the abuse and rejection that I suffered, I became afraid to speak. I became afraid to develop friendships. I had no intimate friendships because I hated myself so badly. I thought if anybody really got to know me, they'd hate me too. I had all my fronts in place, all my masks that I wore, and so I would avoid intimate questions like the plague. Anybody that tried to dig into my personality, I stayed away from. Fast forward 40 years, and even though I've been following Christ for all these decades, I still find myself hindered by fear.
And John says fear was robbing him from experiencing God's best.
One day, it occurred to me that fear was stealing from me, that in many ways I was a prisoner of fear, and that I could accomplish so much more if fear wasn't stopping me. So I got angry, and out loud in my home, I shouted, "I declare war on fear," and I meant it. And I began to pursue fear like I was at war with it. How it operates, what its motives are, what it can cause people to do. And then in that process, I started looking around and noticing all of my friends at church, my family members, were also totally hindered by fear. So I thought, well, if I can share with them what I'm learning about fear, maybe we could all be at war with fear, and maybe one day the church could rise up fearlessly to obey the Lord.
So don't live in fear. Instead, ask God for peace and guidance every day as you navigate through life's journey. Do you need some more encouragement in your walk with God? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.